Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Good morning. Haley.
Hey there, Tara. Good to have you back.
Thank you. I always miss you guys when I'm gone. Miss all of you, my WORD family.
It just scares me,
Tim,
when I hear that
folks.
Tara's sick, because if it must be bad if Tara's out.
No, it's actually good. I'm down a full 3 pounds, and it was that. You know
it's
what
not
I mean?
The way to do it.
But yeah, that was my goal, though. It was that last three that I really wanted to try and put my pants on this morning and went, wow, this is nice. They're loose. So yeah, no, everything's great in my world.
Okay,
I would have preferred to lose it in a different manner, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Be very careful about the stomach flu going around right now.
Yeah. That's,
be very, very careful. Unless you want to lose weight fast, because I'll tell you, boy, it'll work.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to smell food.
Yeah. When there's no input and nothing but output, it does tend
it's not good. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, moving on. Now, remember when Trump used to say, you're fired?
Uh-huh.
It was one of the things that really made him famous. Well, he's getting ready and using some really brilliant maneuvers here. There's the carrot and the stick, okay? First, Trump, the first week of his presidency, does this executive order, right? Restore Schedule F. By executive order. That didn't mean anything to you, but it means a lot to federal employees because, and this is fedscoop.com, right? A publication that is self-sustaining since there are freaking 2 million federal employees. 2 million. That's crazy. Okay. So what does Schedule F do? It removes protection for significant portions of the federal workforce and turns them into what they should be, civil servants to at-will employees. You should be an at-will civil servant. If you're not civil serving very well, then you should go out the door. Especially when 90%, they just did this survey, 90% of federal workers aren't even working from the office. What do they do? No one knows. So Trump is offering them 8 months pay and benefits to go out the door. They're hoping 5 to 10% of the workforce will take it, right? Mm-hmm. But so that's the carrot. The stick was last week, though, restoring Schedule F. What is Trump saying? Well, he actually said he would, quote, remove rogue bureaucrats, unquote, and wield that power aggressively, unquote. So that's the stick. I'm gonna fire you. But you do have, and they know who they are, they do have till Thursday to take a nice 8 month vacation with benefits, look for another like real job, like the rest of us have.
Yeah.
The ones paying the bill for this. So this is a brilliant strategy. Mm-hmm. He's not just going in with an axe and firing everyone, which he's gonna do eventually. I mean, he's actually fired 1,000 of them, but he's gonna have to do two broad swaths here. And I'm talking tens of thousands.
Just ask those DOJ attorneys that have prosecuted Trump. They're already gone. So.
Oh yeah, no, if you went, digging through Melania's underwear drawer, if you were part of that crew, if you were on Trump's front lawn, guarantee you're going. But he's saying, you know what? I'm gonna try to get as many out the door voluntarily for when the Democrats' lawsuits start over the firings. Because this is a Democratic voter maintenance program, okay? This is what this is. Here's the thing. In we just had a great Supreme Court ruling not too long ago that Congress cannot give unelected bureaucrats the right to just write willy-nilly. This is what they were doing, regulations, right?
Yeah.
That was the Biden administration.
That's what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah. Make it up as you go. And so these bureaucrats, when they choose to work, are incredibly powerful because Congress just delegated their regulation writing authority to them. Well, they don't have that anymore. The Supreme Court took it back. And that is going to radically change things in the coming years, right? We will begin to see how much when Trump, you know, gets fully up and running here, right? So we don't even need most of those bureaucrats anymore. They can't write regulations. So what are we going to do with them? We've got to fire them. We've got to get rid of them. And so Trump is using the carrot and the stick here. It's kind of brilliant. But in all seriousness, and I have said this, a lot of folks, Lee, think that Trump won. We won. We won the right to get back on the battlefield. We were censored, shut down, silenced. I mean, the guy who represents more than half the country wasn't even allowed to have a Facebook account or a Twitter account, okay? We weren't even on the field of battle. All we won is we're on a field of battle now. And it's a fair field. Now, mainstream media is crushed and vanquished. We have the ability to say true things on X. When the mainstream media lies, they get community noted. They are getting brutalized by X. They can't even function. They can't even lie, Lee. Their lies last like 2 hours, and then they start trending down the side of X after the community notes correction. They are freeze frame frozen. Powerless.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, you want to say Jim Acosta, CNN, oh my gosh, Trump and Elon and X broke him. I mean, broke him and broke CNN's business model. If you can't lie for a living, because people are telling the truth, what do? Well, you put your big story out and then 15 minutes later, it's community noted on X. And now it's trending because everyone's laughing because you lied again. And you got fact checked by real people who know what they're talking about. The business model's not going to work. CNN's firing 200. They had to move Jim Acosta to midnight where no one would hear him lie, Lee, because it's too much. It's so bad when he lies. They don't know what to do. They can't move. Right? So we're in the best place we've been in my lifetime to fight. But do not underestimate the scale of this fight.
No, not at all.
And you know how you want to know how you'll know if we won or lost, okay? Because this is and you and I've talked about this so many times. These agencies that are weaponized, Census Bureau, DOJ, FBI, every one of them, NOAA, they're all weaponized. They don't answer to the Republican Party, even when Republicans win power, okay? They don't. So to take them back, you are going to see tens of thousands must be removed. Mm-hmm. Not thousands. That's not good enough. Tens of thousands must be removed. Honestly, hundreds of thousands. These agencies must be broken down to the threads till there's nothing left and cleaned out. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, okay? Because I said this coming in. The question is not, oh, Trump's going to whack some heads. No, the question is, can Trump whack some heads? Yeah. We don't know the answer to that yet. Because Trump, in his last term, failed to take control of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Failed utterly. We didn't even realize we'd failed to take control of them until 2/3 of the way through, right? Mm-hmm. This is a desperate competition. Right now, we don't have control of these agencies. Nobody does. And if Trump doesn't win control, they will be waiting for him with a pair of handcuffs the last day. You know, he gets in a helicopter, flies off like last time. It was really sad. They're going to be waiting for him at Mar-a-Lago with handcuffs. That's the stakes. This is a high stakes game of Thrones. And it's just getting started. And here's the thing. Okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, all right? We saw this. These agencies do not answer to Republicans, period. Trump issues the executive order, right? Stop spending the money. USAID, who I've talked a lot about on this show, they are personally responsible for funding the Taliban and keeping them in power. And they've also given $1.1 billion to Hamas to fight Israel. That's why Hamas is so poor and yet has all those rockets. See, Israel launches them, Hamas launches them. Like, where's Hamas getting all those rockets? USAID, Samantha Power. Who's she? She is a Barack Obama bureaucrat. Okay. Trump writes an executive order. Stop it. Stop sending the money. I say, stop it. And they just ignore him. They just ignore him. Out the door it goes. They think they don't answer to Republicans, and they're not wrong. So what does he do? He goes through USAID with an axe. Starts firing. This, what you're watching right here, this, before we can win, we have to take control of the federal government, Lee. That used to be as easy as swearing in the president. It ain't. So right now, we're in fog of war. I don't even know who's winning. Because they're going to resist. You're going to see this in all these agencies to make them fire them.
I'm just encouraged by the fact that we've actually got a fight going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Because this is something that mainstream Republicans would never,
no.
never do.
Never.
This
nope.
is what has, and listen, I always vote with Republicans, okay? But the irritation I've had with the Republican leadership and Republican elected leaders is because they will not fight.
Fight.
We have a president now who will fight for the American people, for the American citizens, for the future of this country, for the Constitution. We have a president who will fight. We have a vice president who will fight. We're quickly getting a cabinet who will fight. And what we're fighting is not the welfare of the people, and it's not against the interest of the American people, that is for the interest of the American people.
Absolutely. So it was great to see him just go ahead and take that axe to USAID. They will not be the first to rebel. And I know what the Democrats are telling them. Ignore the Republicans. You answer to us.
Right.
We are fused here. And they were running a quasi-dictatorial totalitarian regime at the end of this. They still are. And this is why you're going to hear Democrats scream bloody murder over the firings.
That's why you're hearing the mayors, the liberal progressive mayors in these cities that are where the ice raids are going on, who are standing up saying, no, we're not helping the federal government. We're not participating in this. We don't recognize this. That's a part of that fight.
Oh, yeah, because they're protecting the undocumented Democrat voters.
Exactly.
The ones who will vote someday, they believe. We're going to get into all of that. And Trump and Tom Homan go to war with the cartels. I'm going to explain that in a way nobody else is. As the New York Times lead desperately tries to save the cartel. Did you see, this is one for the ages. Did you see this headline in New York Times? How labeling cartels terrorists could hurt the U.S. economy. Seriously, you're on the side of the cartel.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Right.
Okay. They're going to have, what, 3, maybe 5 readers left, and I'll be one of them just because I have to for my job. I mean, this is ridiculous. All right, we'll be back. So much coming up.